Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
What's good with you on this Friday? Thank God it's Friday. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. We're in for the boys today on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We don't know what's going to happen in day two, but Harry Douglas has got so much to live up to when it comes to day one. Before we get to all the happenings, we'll get to that main thing in a second. But Harry Douglas, my man, did the post-draft on ESPN Digital last night. He was looking all suited and booted.
Uh-oh.
He had the teeth all white. He had the hair all gleaming. He was doing his thing. And even you were flabbergasted at so many different things that we saw in the first round of the NFL draft last night.
Yeah, it was just a lot of things that took place that were, you know, eye-popping. Right?
Yeah.
My Atlanta Falcons at 8.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Buffalo Bills deciding that they want to trade with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Why, Bills? Why?
Just a lot of things crazy. You had J.J. McCarthy sliding down.
Yep.
And a lot of people, in their minds, they would say, well, did he really slide down or was he drafted where he probably was supposed to go? Right?
That's a fair question.
Need to say the less Minnesota got their quarterback. You had Bo Nix being drafted. So a lot of different things that transpired in this draft. That I thought were either eye-catching or questionable.
Yeah, we're going to get to all those things, especially involving his Atlanta Falcons, because that is...
The main thing, the main thing.
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 The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
We all wondered if the draft was going to start at 2 with the Washington Commanders, what they're going to do, or at number 3, what the New England Patriots were going to do. Mm-mm. The draft started number 8 when the Atlanta Falcons took Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of the University of Washington. The minute that selection happened, I could not have gone on social media quick enough. The reactions were fast. They were furious. They were enlightening. They were comedic. They were merciless.
And just tweets being sent to me on social media and also on Instagram,
yeah.
Direct messages from people. The only people that I answered was the post-game show that I did last night.
Right.
Other than that, everyone had to tune in at 12 noon right now to figure out how I feel about the whole situation in Atlanta Falcons. Now, let me say this first.
All right.
My preference would have been an edge rusher. And with the 8th overall pick, you had at your disposal any player in the draft from a defensive perspective to be able to pick from.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of people today that want me to probably have knee-jerk reactions to quote, you know, Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have knee-jerk reactions because I understand what the Falcons were doing.
And what were they doing?
Well, they were getting their quarterback of the future. And when I say to myself, when I look at the Atlanta Falcons, and even though I would have preferred an edge rusher, I say to myself, what player would the Falcons have taken in the first round that would have put them over the edge and made them the best team in the NFC? And when I looked at it overall, I said no one.
Okay.
Because when I look at the San Francisco 49ers, that pick wasn't going to make them better than them. When I looked at the Detroit Lions, that pick wasn't going to make them better than them.
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers, the Eagles, the Rams, that pick was not going to make the Falcons better than any one of those five teams I just named.
Okay.
So one of the things we also have to look at is the last 2 years, the one piece that held up the Atlanta Falcons from making the playoffs was the quarterback position.
Okay.
So what Arthur Blank, what Terry Fontenot, what Raheem Morris told me last night is that we're not going to let the lack of having a quarterback handcuff this franchise while I'm the head coach of this football team. So they went ahead and planted ahead.
Okay.
And they probably viewed Michael Penix Jr. as the second best quarterback on their board. And the fact that he was available to them, they took him.
Okay.
I have no issue with that at all, because now I'm viewing Kirk Cousins' contract as a 2-year deal, $45 million in year one, $45 million in year two. And then after year two, you can potentially move on from Kirk Cousins. You're going to have a little bit of money you're going to have to eat, but it is what it is.
Okay. Well, Terry Fontenot, the general manager, explained the Michael Penix Jr. selection, number eight, like this.
Being able to add Michael Penix Jr., when you can add a high-caliber player like that with his intangibles, those tools, he's a winner. Very, very excited. You don't pass up that opportunity. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We're very excited about Kirk, very excited about this team. Michael Penix is, we're talking about the future. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture, but we are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback, but adding Michael Penix is thinking about the future.
So here's where Freddie Coleman comes in, because now I'm going to put on my devil's horns when it comes to what Harry Douglas just said. I hear everything you're saying, because you got to play the futures game at that position. Terry Fontenot was very, very strong in saying Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback, because he knew, and we all saw the report, that Kirk Cousins and his agents, they were blindsided and flabbergasted that they would take Michael Penix Jr. They said it's business as usual, but they were flabbergasted to take a quarterback with the eighth pick. If anybody should understand the futures game of quarterback, it should be a guy who's gotten a lot of guaranteed money when it comes to Kirk Cousins. Just because you got that kind of price and they put everything on your plate doesn't mean that they can't anticipate that if you go down with an injury, or if you're not there quickly from the Achilles injury that you suffered last year, they got to have that plan B in place in case plan A is not going to work out. But here's where I put on my devil's horns.
Uh-oh.
Because you already have a Kirk Cousins, you're going to need something on the defensive side. I'm with you about Dallas Turner, an edge rusher. You can get another quarterback maybe next year, because you have a guy that you believe you can win now. And the fact that Terry Fontenot, the general manager, that's why I'm putting on my devil horns. Yep. When it comes to that, that's why Terry Fontenot had to let it be known to Kirk Cousins. This doesn't mean you're not our guy, but we have to do what is in the best interest of our organization with the eighth pick in the draft in the near or far future. That's why if I was in that position, I'd have taken a Dallas Turner and maybe gotten another quarterback in the second or third round to help out that position, Harry Douglas.
So here's what I'll say, and I'll push back on a little bit.
All right.
When I look at the division, right, you know I felt strongly about the Falcons winning that division,
yep,
without picking eighth overall before the draft even started, right?
Absolutely.
So with that being said, because now you do have Kirk Cousins at the quarterback position, which has pigeonholed this Atlanta Falcons team the last 2 years, the quarterback room,
mm-hmm,
I say to myself, when are the Falcons going to have the luxury to be able to be picking the top 10 again? That's not likely. So now you're going to have to give up a boatload of draft capital in a few years to try to move up and get your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about that now.
Okay.
Because now you have that guy that's going to be able to be seasoned, learn the offense. On top of being the succession plan to Kirk Cousins, you're going to have a quality backup if Kirk Cousins goes down.
Right.
And you don't have to say, oh, hell, we're done as a football team. And now you're back to square one where you was the previous 2 years. And then when you look at Michael Penix Jr., you know how much I love this guy.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. He was the best thrower of the football in the draft to me.
Okay.
And I literally thought Minnesota, with their weapons, that was a team that should have tried to get Michael Penix Jr.
Sure, purple do-rag, purple colors, purple people eaters.
Freddie, I've been saying that since the draft started.
Right, you have been. That's true.
But when Atlanta went to go work him out, and there's comparisons to throwing the football like Matthew Stafford,
okay,
all right, Atlanta made their choice.
Okay. We'll see.
Atlanta made their choice.
Here's something else to what you just said, because like you mentioned, with Michael Penix Jr. and the love affair that you have with him, and now he's with your Atlanta Falcons.
That's why I couldn't be upset. Because
exactly.
I love me some Michael Penix Jr. I got to see three of his games in person this year.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I never say a draft pick is a wrong move. It could be the wrong situation. It could be the wrong time. I'm not going to say that the Falcons made the wrong move here, because that's the most important position in sports. If you believe that you can fortify that position, and to your point, Harry Douglas, about your Falcons, where the reason that your team was not a playoff-worthy team
The last two years
is because the quarterback position held them back. Well, they're not leaving anything to chance. They're like, that's why we went out and signed Kirk Cousins for $45 million plus for this year and next year, coming off an Achilles injury. That's why we decided the eighth pick in the draft, because we have not talked about the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL draft at any point like this since Michael Vick was taken number one overall. And you got to go back more than 20 years, yep, almost 20 years when that happened. The fact that the Falcons said, Jerry Jones talk about being all in with the Dallas Cowboys. They let it be known, the Falcons, we are definitely all in. Not just for this year. We're not going to be a sad sack organization. We believe that was the guy more than J.J. McCarthy, more than Bo Nix. Then that's the guy we're going to take. Because like you said, you don't know if you're going to be in a position like that to take a quarterback that can solidify your future as far as being solidified can go at the quarterback position with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, because when I look at this football team, they easily could have won the division last year if it wasn't for the mistakes that we've seen Desmond Ridder make. And you know how crazy I get. I held it for as long as I could, Freddie, last season.
You really did.
Before I lost my mind on air because of the mistakes of Desmond Ridder. The year before, I held it in for as long as I could.
Uh-huh.
Before I had to witness Marcus Mariota in the downs that he had with that football team at the quarterback position. So when you look at Arthur Blank, they said to themselves, hey, we can't go through this again. That's why we went and got a Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. But even though Michael Penix Jr., and a lot of people is hung up, oh, he's wasting 2 years, he's going to be 26. So the hell what?
Right.
So if he played 9 or 10 years for the franchise and he's good, why am I worried about him playing at 36 years old?
Right, because quarterbacks
playing
longer. He's
going to be seasoned within the offense, which Matt Ryan told me in year one, he had to grasp it.
Right.
Year two, that's when he started thriving. I think that's when he won the MVP. I seen Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay not be too fond of the offense in year one. So that's why, number one, you go get Kirk Cousins in free agency because it's an offensive system that he understands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind you going to get Michael Penix Jr.,
okay,
because he's going to have 2 years to be able to grope this offense.
Right.
So when he hits the ground running, he running. Now, let me also say this, because a lot of people said, oh, Harry is just endorsing the 8th overall pick at Michael Penix Jr.
Because you are.
My preference was an edge rusher, though.
That's right. I hear you.
But I'm not going to sit up here and be a Debbie Downer because the Falcons took Michael Penix Jr., a player that I was high on.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on First Take before the national championship game, and I said, this is a first-round quarterback. I went on Get Up 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
And I said, I don't know how people has this quarterback mock draft-wise in the second round when guys that are in the first-round mock draft, he beat the hell out of and played way better than.
Either way,
we'll see.
Because the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick. Don't forget, Friday coverage of rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft on ESPN Radio begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Chris Carlin, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, and Jordan Reed have all the coverage for you. And then the Saturday coverage of rounds 4 through 7 that begins at noon Eastern Time. Great stuff from Harry Douglas. I am Freddie Coleman on Carlin vs. Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance. Saving you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. You can do that by visiting progressive.com. So we expected quarterbacks to go 1, 2, 3 in the draft, and that happened. But one of the picks was the absolute wrong player for the current situation, according to our producer, Evan Wilner. We'll put him on the spot next on Carlin vs. Joe on ESPN Radio and also on the ESPN app, and definitely on TuneIn.
This is the Carlin vs. Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm usually a man of a lot of words. It left me speechless, so I'm excited to be here. You know, anything keeping score, I'm here to win.
I believe Drake May has a Justin Herbert, Josh Allen type of ceiling, but it's going to take some time. You have to be patient, but this is a great situation for him to enter just because they have Jacoby Brissett. They need to build up the offensive personnel, but they have time to be patient.
I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas in for Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And I'll tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Wait until you hear who shall remain nameless, Elvin Wilden, the producer, had to say about how he liked what Bill Belichick had to say about crushing the Patriots draft pick. That's in a couple of minutes. And speaking of the far artist formerly known as the Hoodie, he was part of the Pat McAfee draft special. And boy, oh boy. Did Bill Belichick get into his petty LaBelle, his petty Crocker, when he found the Patriots took Drake May at number three by saying?
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He does has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. Josh Allen's a pretty special player now, so.
Mm-hmm. Somebody is still salty because he's no longer the head coach of the New England Patriots. And I'm not going to say what he said was wrong because that's his expertise, Harry Douglas. That's how he feels. It was just the tone, the sarcasm, and the snarkiness. And Bill Belichick was like, look, I'm on the Pat McAfee draft special. I still should be the coach of the New England Patriots. I should still be in the NFL as a head coach. They took a quarterback that I would have never taken that high with a third pick in the draft. But hey, baby, New England, if you think that works for you, go right ahead. But like I said, Evan Wilner, producer of this show, you loved everything that Bill Belichick had to say about getting in touch with this petty Crocker about the Patriots taking Drake May with the third pick.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's more breakdown from Bill, but I thought he's nailed it with the player breakdown when he broke down the tape on May and some of the things he struggled with, some of the footwork issues that he had this past season at UNC. And if you're the Patriots and you love Drake May, why were you open for business? We heard for so long the Patriots were open for business with the third pick. That told me they didn't love any of these quarterbacks enough to take him at the third pick, and then they took Drake May anyway. I don't think they love Drake May. I think they couldn't get what they wanted in return, and they sat there and just took the quarterback that they felt was best on their board. I just don't think Drake May is worthy of the top three pick. I don't think it's like, I know Harry thinks he could be the best player, best quarterback in this draft, but like if New England, I'm just confused about the New England process, because if New England loved him that much, they wouldn't have been open for business. They would have been sitting there at three the whole time, and they would have just been taking him.
So I've been saying this since I've been talking about Drake May and this whole draft process. He is the rawest quarterback that came out in the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does have to clean up the footwork, even the release point of the football. Those are things and intangibles he has to get better at and work on consistently. I also look at him not playing football his senior year in high school. I look at him not playing his freshman year and having two different offensive coordinators, not having a number one wide receiver or a first round, I should say, wide receiver in neither year that he was a starting quarterback. So mm-hmm. now you're in compensate mode. I have to do more because of what I don't have.
Right.
What he didn't have that a Michael Penix Jr. had, that a Jaden Daniels had, that a Caleb Williams had the year he won the Heisman, right? Also, what a Bo Nix had in Troy Franklin, who's probably going to get taken tonight.
Right.
Right in the draft. A deep threat. That guy that can just, you know, be that number one guy and just pose issues to a defense. But I do believe when it comes to Drake May, if he has the proper coaching, in which I don't know if New England has that. I know Alex Van Pelt is their offensive coordinator. So I can't sit up here today and say, you know what? He is the guy that's going to turn things around for Drake May. I can't sit up here and say that. I don't know.
Okay.
But we will see. What's the phrase, Freddie?
We'll see.
Here's one thing that we will see about this whole situation. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, I'm Evan Wilner, our producer, and Eric behind the scenes on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. If you believe that was your guy, if you're the Patriots, then don't waste time. And they didn't waste any time.
You had
time
to take him.
Absolutely. No matter if Evan Wilner feels he's not the guy, if Bill Belichick believes that he can't be the guy, the Pages believe that he is the guy going forward. That's why I did not mind the pick of Drake May. They didn't overthink the room. They believed that Drake May was going to be their guy. They said, look, if we could have traded out at number three, so be it. But then it got to the point and said, well, why are we doing that? Because are we going to find a better quarterback for us later on in this draft? They didn't want to take that risk. They didn't want to put that risk out there. So if they believe that Drake May is the guy, and even though Drake May's not worried about being the next Tom Brady?
Yeah, Tom Brady's the GOAT. You know, I'm not trying to be the next Tom Brady, be the next Drake May. I think, you know, Tom is, you know, one of, you know, the best they ever played, you know, in this position. I'm just trying to do my best to hopefully get to know him and learn from him.
So be it.
Let him know, Drake.
Exactly. Whatever that's going to be, the Patriots made their decision, and they didn't allow the past Bill Belichickness to get in the way of that decision.
But you said that was their guy. Was he their guy? Because, like,
we'll never
compare
know.
Last week you had Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders, come out and say, we are not trading out of number two. We are staying at number two. Mm-hmm. We are very close to identifying who we're going to take with that pick.
But see, Ev, I can't live from the he say, she say stuff. They picked the damn guy.
But they
picked him third overall now. So we know he's the quarterback for the Patriots moving forward.
Right, but did they love him or did they just take him because that's who was available at three? I don't know that they loved him because if they did, they wouldn't have been open for business.
We thought they should have taken him regardless.
Yeah. Put it this way. Both of those things can be true, that they loved Drake May but did not want to take him the third pick in the draft. So both of those things, Evan and Harry, can be true with the Patriots. If they could have found a way to have somebody give them more draft capital, because that's what teams look for, then they probably would have been able to swing that kind of trade. But the minute that they knew that those C wins weren't heading that way, they said, look, we believe if Drake May is there, that's the guy we're going to take. Both of those things that you, Harry, mentioned and that you, Evan, mentioned can possibly be true. But to Harry's point, this is the guy they have now. So going forward, what are you going to do about it? You can't live in the past and, well, he's really not the guy. You do not want to be the Carolina Panthers in 2024 with a crazy owner who saw C.J. Stroud dial up for Houston Texans, and then he's having stink face at his team saying, why did we take Bryce Young in the first place? The Patriots were united. If we can get a better deal, so be it. But if we don't, we're taking Drake May if he's going to be there. Both of those things can be true.
And I wish Mac Jones 2.0 a lot of luck.
But I'm looking. I don't think he's going to be that.
I think
with
that.
The 34th pick, they're picking second in the second round. I'm looking forward to them either getting an offensive weapon there or getting an offensive weapon at 68. Now you can build around with these two picks
exactly.
On the offensive side of the ball, yep. Old lineman, whether it's a wide receiver, see what you can get.
Yeah, and the best part about for Drake May, they do not have to force feed him. And he's going to get better coaching, my opinion, than the way the Patriots failed Mac Jones when they brought him in. They had the right idea early, brought him along slowly, and then they decided that Matt Patricia and Joe Judge should be calling plays because the arrogance of Bill Belichick got in the way of that. There's no more of that arrogance there, especially you pick that high in the quarterback of that position with the new-look Patriots going forward without Bill Belichick. Like we mentioned, NFL draft coverage on ESPN Radio tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, rounds 2 and 3 with Chris Carlin, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, and Jordan Reed. And then Saturday coverage, rounds 4 through 7, beginning at noon Eastern Time, the NFL draft on ESPN Radio. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. And for the boys today, Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, we're going to bring an FOS friend of the show to tell you, even though Evan Wooner does not believe it, that if Drake May was the right pick at number 3 for the New England Patriots. But first things first, my man Harry has this for you from Indeed.
It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from the employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Indeed.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
With the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., Washington.
I understand why they want to have a succession plan for Kirk Cousins, assuming that the Achilles doesn't end up working out for him. They want to have that guy in place. So I get it from having a succession plan standpoint. Schematically, I just don't really like the fit.
This seems a little high for him, but there's a lot to like about Penix. You know, it's an interesting pick. And look, having two good quarterbacks isn't a bad thing.
Thanks for being a part of it. It to be a part of you. It is Carlin versus Joe with me, Freddie Coleman, and Harry Douglas in for the boys today. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're going to do a little sense and sensibility when it comes to the first round of the NFL draft. And like Harry Douglas, this man played in the NFL as well. He's the terrific ESPN football analyst and a friend of the show, Sam Acho. Hit him on Twitter at TheSamAcho. So, Sam, Harry Douglas did not mind the pick when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons, taking Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick. Plenty of others did not like it. So bring some sense to this. What are your thoughts on the Falcons making that move for Penix Jr. at number 8?
I love the pick for three reasons. Love the pick. Love the pick for three reasons. Reason number one, succession plan is a good way to put it, but just development of an NFL quarterback. I think about Jordan Love and his success last year, especially towards the end of the season on that big winning streak. I think he had 18 touchdowns, one interception, or maybe it was 14-1 in the last seven or so games. Who did Jordan Love learn from? Jordan Love actually got a chance to learn the game from a pro, a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Who did Aaron Rodgers get a chance to learn from? A pro, a guy like Brett Favre. You even look at Patrick Mahomes, got a chance to sit and learn how to be an NFL quarterback and not thrown into the fire. Why does that matter? Michael Penix gets a chance to learn from a pro, like a consummate pro, a pro's pro, in Kirk Cousins. That's number one. You have a quarterback for the future, and you have your quarterback for now in Kirk Cousins. Number one. That's part one. Part two, I've heard some of the pushback from maybe it was Kirk Cousins' agent or maybe people on social media saying, the agent saying, hey, I thought we were going to get some weapons. We need weapons. Hold on. Slow down. What did Atlanta do this offseason? Darnell Mooney as a receiver is a weapon. What do they already have? They have Kyle Pitts. They have London. They have weapons already. Like they weren't looking to go draft. If anything, at 8, they were going to go draft a defensive player. People were thinking it was going to go be Jared Verse or maybe one of the pass rushers. So part two is you weren't going to get a draft offensive weapon anyways. You already have the weapons. And so I like that pick for that reason. It's like you're taking away from what you're going to go and help in the quarterback. And then part three, I just think of like how great of a player Michael Penix Jr. is. I think I could have started that with one. Over the last 2 years, forget that. The last time me and Harry saw Michael Penix Jr. in person, we were standing side by side. It was the Sugar Bowl, right? College football playoff. This team was undefeated, no losses. They had the longest winning streak, at least after Alabama lost, during that college football season. And we saw dot after dot after dot, dime after dime after dime. One of them, we were sitting right next to each other. We threw it to Rome Odunze on the sideline, a perfectly placed ball, and we both saw Odunze, and Harry will say it too, rock the baby. And so from a talent level, take out the fact that he gets a chance to learn from Kirk Cousins. Take out the fact that they already have offensive weapons. From a talent and skill level, Michael Penix Jr. is elite. Point blank, period. And then last but not least, I know I said three, but let me just add an addendum. Go and read his, the Players Tribune article about the adversity he's been through. We all talk about adversity, oh, man, all these injuries. Nah, dude, he's like, hey, man, I'd be more concerned if somebody didn't have adversity. Look what he's like, I came back from ACL injury after ACL injury. I came back from injured shoulder, and I came back not only to lead the nation in passing yards 1 year, oh, but I did it again. Look at how many of my players got drafted. Look how I elevated my team. Oh, no, by the way, I was doing the same thing in Indiana. So anyways, for me, Michael Penix Jr. to Atlanta is a perfect move for now, for the future, because of who he gets to learn from, because of how skilled he is, and because Atlanta already has offensive weapons to win.
So, Sam, I'm going to push it forward because we don't need any negative energy trying to impede on that nice soliloquy that you gave all of us because I'm on the side with you. We seen Michael Penix Jr. together. Man, boy, he is an amazing talent. He's going to have time to be able to learn that system. And when it's his turn to play, he's going to be able to thrive in it. And the Atlanta Falcons don't have to worry about who the next quarterback is like they have the last 2 years. They know who their quarterback is going to be. Now, I want to touch on Minnesota Vikings. They only had to trade up one spot to go get J.J. McCarthy. How do you like that pick?
I like that pick. The reason why, I mean, for a couple reasons. So J.J. McCarthy, once again, is another winner. He knows how to win. That's important. You can't understate or underestimate that. But he's also extremely talented as a quarterback. We didn't see it as often, nor was it as prolific as Michael Penix Jr. But when you had to have it, J.J. McCarthy went and got it. Like, that's what I saw. Look at the Ohio State game, right? Aaron, you watched that game as well. We all watched that game. There were some have-to-have-it moments, and this dude was threading the needle. It was like, oh, man, if you let him loose and let him throw, he can do it. And so I think that was exciting. And then lastly, I remember listening to their head coach talking about, okay, man, we want somebody who can – a quarterback that can tilt the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can change the franchise. We want that person that walks in and, like, can elevate everyone. Not to say I'm a talented thrower, but I'm not going to bring the juice, bring the energy, bring that kind of, like, franchise-shifting charisma and talent. No. But J.J. has that. Like, he did it at Michigan. So he has that almost, like, tilt-the-room ability from a human being perspective. Then also, like I said, going back to the skill, the talent, I think it's all there. And so I like that pick a lot. I like that they didn't have to jump up to 3 or 4 mm-hmm. to go and get him.
30 seconds left. Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. Sam, 30 seconds left. When I tell you 6 quarterbacks taken in the top 12 picks, capped by Bo Nix going to the Broncos at number 12, what do you say?
Not surprised. The NFL has become an offensive league. And I think every team is trying to find their future. And oftentimes, if you can find a franchise-altering quarterback on a rookie contract, you go and get them. So that's the way the league is, and I'm not surprised by the picks.
Always a pleasure, Sam Mack. Keep up the great work, my brother. We'll talk to you soon, and take care and be well.
Appreciate you guys.
Always appreciate Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst. Hit him on Twitter, TheSamAcho. That's T-H-E, Sam Acho. Joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas, part of Carlin versus Joe. By the way, don't forget about the NFL Draft 2024 edition. Continue tonight on ESPN Radio, presented by ESPN Bet. Second and third round coverage beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. Many people thought Harry Douglas would have been scratching his head about his Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick in the draft. Mm-mm. One team made a decision last night that left Harry Douglas going, That's next on Carlin versus Joe with Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Better by Barbasol.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
And we'd like to thank the Buffalo Bills for making that happen, because now, as Eric, one of our producers, said, now you give another chance for Patrick Mahomes to have bombs over Baghdad by adding that wide receiver, thanks to flipping spots with the Buffalo Bills. Yes, we are shaking our heads on a Carlin versus Joe. He is Harry Douglas. Freddie coming in for the guys today on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Brandon Bean, the Bills general manager, orchestrated this trade. And they wanted to know from him, why would you deal with the Kansas City Chiefs again? Because the last time this happened, they selected Patrick Mahomes, and Brandon Bean said,
no, because they can move around. If we don't trade with them, someone else can, to get whatever player they're targeting. To me, it's got to make sense for us, and we're following our board. And, you know, we could have taken leaps back, like teams much further than that. We didn't want to go crazy far, and honestly thought we would pick at 32, but then talked to my buddy Dan and gave us a chance to move up, I think, 59 slots. You know, from a 6 to a 5.
Man, please. You shouldn't have talked to your boy Dan.
Whoever Dan is.
This is bad, in my opinion. This is awful. Now, I like the logistics of it. Sure. I really do.
I get it.
If it wasn't the Kansas City Chiefs, Freddie, the same team that you traded with in 2017 and 3 Super Bowls later. Patrick Mahomes is the standard of the National Football League. So now you allow, with the 28th pick, the Kansas City Chiefs to come up and take the fastest player in NFL history,
right,
with a 4-2-1, who also added Hollywood Brown. So now your DBs are going to be pulling hamstring after hamstring, trying to not get the top taken off their defense. And who in the hell is going to guard Travis Kelce now? If you're trying to figure out how are we going to stop this team from taking the top off the defense, and it's not like Xavier Worthy is just a fast guy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his routes?
Mm-hmm.
Excelente. That's Spanish for everyone's listening. Okay. Excelente.
Bilingual are you?
He is a route runner. You do not do business with a team that has beaten you 3 times in the playoffs. That has been your kryptonite. In the playoffs, that came into Buffalo, and I was there.
Yes, you were.
With my buddies.
You're freezing your Douglases off.
I sure was. Go Nats, we shrunk up and everything. Freezing cold out there.
I didn't want to go there, but thank you.
But I took it there. I was there, Freddie. I don't understand how the Buffalo Bills can make this move or do business with the Kansas City Chiefs when they've been your kryptonite.
Yeah.
I will never understand it. You can pitch to me how good of a deal it was. You can pitch to me that all night long. I'm going to look at you like, hand me the Budweiser, hand me the tequila, hand me the malt liquor. I'm drinking all 3. I'm mixing them all together and I'm drinking them. Because I don't want to remember, if I'm a Bills fan, that this transpired last night.
His reasoning in terms of, if we didn't make a deal with them, somebody else was going to. Well, then let them.
Don't you be the team.
Right. I mean, you can sleep with the enemy, but don't make deals with the enemy. That's what Buffalo deal. They not only left the money on the side table and said, I'll see you later, but then they made a deal with them to help them out afterwards the next day, if you're the Buffalo Bills. You want to be better as a football team. You want to get better as a football team. All those things are applicable in this situation, except when it comes to a team that has not allowed you to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, has not allowed you to even get to an AFC championship except one time when you were able to do that and they beat you. Like you mentioned, you had that game in Buffalo. They finally got the Kansas City Chiefs at their most vulnerable in the run that the Chiefs have had, winning 3 Super Bowl championships and making 4 Super Bowl appearances, and you still couldn't beat them. So in other words, not if, but when Kansas City makes it back-to-back-to-back championships, Andy Reid is going to be at the podium next year right in front of Union Station, Kansas City. We want to thank the greatest fans in the world. We want to thank the greatest organization in the world. And we want to thank Brandon Bean, the general manager of Buffalo Bills, for making sure this could happen again. And the crowd's going to go, yay! Yay! Brandon Bean, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. That's the kind of thing that if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you're saying. And two of our fans that work here, Christine Lisi,
I know,
our sports and anchor goddess,
who I love so much.
Exactly. And Phil Sherman, one of our guys behind the scenes, he said, I knew they were drafting late. And I decided to stay up and wait. I stayed up late for that. Even Bills fans are like, you want to help anybody else, but why are you helping the enemy that has been your kryptonite, that has been your albatross, why you have not been able to get to a Super Bowl out of the AFC?
I now view the Buffalo Bills, when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, the gift that keeps on giving. 13 seconds, you gave them a chance. Missed field goal this past season. Could have tied the game up. You missed it. Patrick Mahomes in 2017. Boy, I'm pretty sure the Buffalo Bills can do that over again. They won't they won't make that trade. Yeah,
even Evan Wilson, our producer, by the way, Harry Dell and Freddie Coleman. Right. Harry Dell, Freddie Coleman together for Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. Even Evan said, you got them to change a rule for you because of 13 seconds. Because people said, it's unfair that the Buffalo Bills didn't get a chance. Gosh darn it. Kansas City got the orange slices. Why can't they get the orange slices? So let me get this straight. It was the Kansas City Chiefs' fault that the Bills' defense allowed in 13 seconds for Kansas City to throw a pass and get a field goal range to tie the game, win in overtime. The NFL basically said, hey, Buffalo, you're right. We're going to do this for you. And you still put yourself in business and say, hey, Kansas City, what can we do to make you feel better, win a championship? You got soft pillows. You got nice cotton robes. You even got mints on your pillow. What else can we do to make you feel better? And Brandon Bean decides to flip spots so they can get another wide receiver that can help Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes to have more bombs over Baghdad to take care of the AFC once again.
Just now, one of my buddies, well, it's three of us in this group chat, just text me from Buffalo.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's listening right now, but he said,
he must be.
What do you boys think about two trades back? Any chance the pack is a few picks for a disgruntled wide receiver? He's discombobulated. He's texting this at 12:52 p.m. right now. So he's not too happy about it.
Right.
Sometimes we have this thing called a cope mechanism. He's trying to cope with what the Bills did.
Matt Miller, ESPN NFL draft analyst scout, he tweeted, he got a text from a non-Bill scout saying, and I quote, trading back to 33 for Buffalo is super smart. Now they have all day tomorrow to try and trade for T. Higgins or one of those 49ers wideouts, end quote.
You're right.
Yes.
It was really smart.
Uh-huh.
But not to do it with the damn Chiefs.
Exactly.
It was smart for anybody else to do that deal with, not the Kansas City Chiefs.
Rob Welcher hit us on Twitter, Coleman ESPN at HDogs83. He goes, I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan. I'm not mad at Buffalo at all, but I'm very perplexed. This would be the same thing as the Los Angeles Lakers, who are not going to win a series against the Denver Nuggets. They're probably going to get swept on Saturday, 8:30 Eastern time on ABC and ESPN Radio.
That's some of y'all's goat now.
Right. And then in the offseason, they say, hey, Denver, you know, if you need Anthony Davis, we can help you. we want this to continue.
We'll give them to you.
Exactly. You know, you guys did such a great job beating us 11 and 12 straight times. If you need more help, we'll make Anthony Davis available in the trade. That's what this is. A team that has literally gotten in your way from winning a championship. And the last time you were in business with the enemy, after sleeping with them, Patrick Mahomes has been able to take apart the league. So now you give a team another wide receiver after they get Hollywood Brown in the offseason to go with Travis Kelce, and then I guess that's okay for the Buffalo Bills.
Man, them boys about to be taking the top off the defense week in and week out. I don't even know. Like, somebody else has to do a deal with you. I can't help you.
Yeah.
If
Kansas City needed money in their Venmo account, we could have gotten together and helped them out. But to help them like this, and you're the team in the AFC trying to get past them, that's just criminal in my opinion.
You know what I want to happen now?
What's that?
I want them to be matched up with them in the playoffs.
Well, that's not going to end well for Buffalo.
I think that we should let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn.
The roof. The roof. The roof is on fire. They don't need no water. Buffalo's going to continue to burn. Burn, Buffalo Bills. Burn, helping Kansas City like that.
Let it burn.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to keep burning it up with a guy that's usually the co-host on this show. We're going to ask him what head-scratching maneuver happened last night at the NFL draft. Freddie Cum, Harry Douglas on Carlin versus Joe.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.